Blog Talk Radio.
Well, incredible thing happened. You may be aware of it, you may not be, but there was a live murder on TV, and it was a guy by the name of Vesterly Flanagan, who went by the name of Bryce Williams. He was a black guy. He was, I mentioned it to you yesterday, he was an unemployed former TV reporter. He was also a gay guy, and he was very, obviously very upset at what he considered racism in America, and he sent out a manifesto before he went live on TV. He recorded his murders live, and he says that he claims that he was motivated by the racism. He had sued another TV station, and then I don't think that lawsuit really went anywhere, but he was hired again, and they just eventually fired because he was a very difficult person to work with, according to the history of his last job. The woman that he shot, he had worked with, and he shot a cameraman. And in his manifesto, he said that his whole life he had been bullied by white women and black men. It's a very weird story. So anyway, here is it from Fox News.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, there's just a lot of information about this guy now. Yeah, from the Daily Telegraph, a very weird headline of a story on this guy is that he used to throw cat feces on the balconies of other men in his apartment complex. Virginia shooting gunman Bryce Williams would throw cat feces at his male neighbor's balconies. Vester Flanagan, known as Bryce Williams, posts film on Facebook of him killing Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward live on the air. You can't really, I mean, it's not like in a TV show or a movie where you can, you know, you see somebody shoots a gun and then it hits the person, they fall over. He pulls out the gun. It's very weird because there's this live filming going on of this TV segment. This guy pulls a gun, or somebody pulls a gun out, and it's right in front of the camera, and it's pointing at these people, and you're wondering why the camera, the reporter's not, doesn't turn towards him, because he's like right next to her, but obviously she's focused on her segment, and then the gun kind of is withdrawn, and then he moves around, and all of a sudden the gun comes back and he starts shooting, and the woman screams. I'm sure he shoots her on film, but you can't really see it. All you see is her kind of panicked and then running, and then the camera for the camera on the other person is pulled, falls down. So there's a TV camera that hits the ground, but the one that has the better shot, obviously, of what's going on is being held by the gunman. So the person they were interviewing, she was also hit as well, but it's just an absolutely crazy chain of events here. So he was, and I'm looking for some information on his manifesto, is that he wanted to start a race war, that after he saw the shootings that happened in South Carolina, he made up his mind that he was going to start a race war. And he sent a 23-page manifesto. I think he sent it to the police. Vester Lee Flanagan, a.k.a. Bryce Williams. This is from the Inquisitor. Shoots himself, but not dead. All right, he's dead now. Killed himself, I think, near the freeway. Now, this guy had been a male model at one time and also had claimed to have been, I think he claimed to have been a, he was a gay guy, a gay prostitute in one of his posts, one of his Twitter things. Obviously a very tormented person. And I have just a little bit more. I'll get a little bit from that manifesto. Okay, in other news, Trump is growing. His numbers are going up. And you know, now Biden is number one in the polls. So the fact that they've been talking about Biden and this issue with Hillary. Hillary has now finally apologized, which I find absolutely astounding, that I do not believe, I don't remember her ever apologizing for anything. But she has apologized and said probably not the best decision. But I think she's done. I can't imagine that she would get knocked down and come back from this. I mean, are they going to do an investigation and find that she was innocent or you know, that she hadn't done anything wrong? I doubt it. I mean, a judge has already found that she misused her email. And so, anyway, let's take a little break here and come back. You're listening to Amos Cruces on 1450 KOBE. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. I don't know how interested you are in this shooter, but there's a there's more information out there. I'll come back and do a little bit more on that. It's kind of depressing, to be honest. But 650 Plus Cruises, we'll be right back. Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, make it quick. Two things. Wondering if the White House has already come out with a press release saying that could have been Obama's son.
Hey, you got to say one, that. Hey, Greg, say that on the air.
No, okay. All right. Okay.
Raised as a Jehovah's
Witness. I didn't know that.
I didn't know he was gay until I went and did. It's funny how they hide this stuff.
Yeah, because you know what? He's gay and he's black, and the liberal media isn't going to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this manifesto, but my computer is freezing up this morning for some reason.
Okay.
I found it here.
Okay.
Hold on. We got like 1 minute, 11 minute and a half or something, but hold on.
Okay.
Which house do you live in? I never knew that.
I'm right next to Russ, man. Across the street on the right hand side.
I know, but that's like saying I'm right next to Donna. I don't know where Russ lives.
All right. Well, you need to get out in the neighborhood more. But it's 2760 Sunrise Point.
I do get out, but I don't go down that street because I don't walk down. You know, if I take a walk, it's not down that street because that street is like a dead end.
Cul-de-sac, you'll go all the way around.
Exactly my point.
Well, maybe you need to get out a little bit more. You know, you could maybe sign some autographs.
This thing is so weird. This guy was totally bizarre.
Yeah, he was. He had some real deep-seated issues.
To say the least. Who's in that big house? I saw they had a party and they were it looks like an Arab family.
You know what? That is a house that has been rented out since the owners moved out, and they've rented it out to college kids. And I find it interesting that the majority of them are Saudis. They had a big group of guys there at one time.
Yeah, I saw that, and then they left, and I saw them tearing out the carpet and everything. But
yeah, they made a complete mess.
But now somebody threw a party there, and it was I heard him speak in Arabic. Okay, we're back on the air. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, folks. 6:19, and I've got Greg on the line now. Greg, you had some commentary about the shooter.
Yeah, I just had two comments. The first one is if there has been a press release yet from the White House where our illustrious president has quoted by saying if that could have been his son, number one. And number two, jokingly, I would like to tell Kelly to go back to Univision.
I'd love to go back to Univision. Hey, you know, this guy, I did some research on this guy, Jorge Ramos. And
yes.
I found that he is one of these speak truth to power people, which I'm astounded when somebody is like, that's kind of like almost the mentality of the president. Speak truth to power.
Right.
You are power. What do you mean speak truth to power?
Right. And would it surprise you anymore that his daughter is also working for the Clinton campaign?
No. Yeah. I announced that yesterday. I think it's sad that, you know, you could have so many interesting people out there so many of the people in the media have this herd mentality. They believe a very small set of the facts. They have a very small universe they're operating out of.
Okay, Kelly, you're paid now. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Rick. All right, folks. Let me get to this manifesto a little bit. I'm looking for snippets of it here. All right, this is from I've told you this before, the very best reporting in America comes out of the UK for some reason. They'll report stuff that you can't even find in American newspapers or in, on online stories. A chain of emails from former WDBJ7 News director Dan Dennison reveals that Flanagan, the shooter, had been reprimanded for harsh language, aggressive body language, and for lashing out at a colleague while working as a reporter for the station. The 2012 memo from Dennison shows that Flanagan was ordered to contact the company health advocate regarding the incident's failure to comply will result in termination of employment. Later that year, on Christmas Eve, Mr. Dennison emailed other employees saying that Flanagan had one more chance to stay with the station before he was ultimately fired. And so he had a mental health issues, and here's more from this guy's emails. Three separate occasions in the past month and a half, you have behaved in a manner that has resulted in one or more of your coworkers feeling threatened or uncomfortable. And so he was finally fired. And all right, so anyway, he shot this woman. I'd like to know what it was that he claimed was racist, because it seems like this guy had race on his mind, and he had been seen somewhere, and I'm trying to remember where it was, but he was wearing, I think, an Obama button, and I don't know if it was on the air or what, but ABC News did release part of the manifesto. I don't know. I don't really care about the manifesto. I mean, you could imagine what it says, but he wanted to start a race war. Now, does this guy really think he shows up at the filming of his former colleagues and shoots a couple of them on the air? How is that going to start a race war? If anything, it makes people less sympathetic, you know? Now, he did buy his gun 2 days after the murders in South Carolina. So here's a guy. All right, here's the situation. This guy has obviously got severe psychological problems, and the TV station fires him. But he should have been locked up. You know, we got another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning, Kelly. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Tom. What's up?
Yeah, I just woke up and turned you on as soon as I woke up, and I heard you talking about those murders there. And manifesto, all day long yesterday and all night long, every time the left-wing news media reported the killings, they kept saying they were searching for a reason why, even though they said they had the manifesto. The only place that I heard the manifesto was on a couple of talk shows, Rush Limbaugh and, you know, et cetera. And, it just shows you the left, what they were doing was covering the manifesto, giving the Obama administration, all those leftists, a reason to come up other than the reasons that he stated in the manifesto. And another comment I like to make about the manifesto itself,
yeah.
He was calling for a race war, and he was a homosexual black. Isn't it time that we do the same thing that they did with the Confederate flags? Let's take down all those fake flags around the country.
You mean the pink flags?
Yeah, those rainbow flags, you know.
Well,
he was a homosexual, and he wanted a black man. He wanted a race war. The only comment I heard that did come out from the left, from anybody, you know, prominent, was from Hillary. The first thing which I expected was for gun control. And I expect that'll be coming out from our illustrious president, too, as well.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll say anything about a black attack on whites or a homosexual attack on heterosexuals.
Well, here's one of the first things that came to mind is, and I've mentioned this to other friends, some of them are conservatives, other are liberal people that I'm friends with, and I asked,
I don't know how you get along with those liberals. You're a better man than me. I couldn't deal with those people. I hear them on your show, and I just get upset. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No problem. But anyway, I mentioned it to some friends, and they said that I asked them if they thought race relations were better or worse. Well, I actually mentioned it. I don't know if anybody remembers. I mentioned it to Walt, and he said he wanted to comment on that. And race is a big issue to the people on the left, and And so I said, there's like two options I think you could choose. You could either say race relations have gotten worse under Obama for whatever reason, or that Obama has just on purpose or accident brought to the surface latent racism that was already in there. And I think Walt said, yes, we're realizing that we're more racist than, but I honestly think my experience of the last like 7 years is that race has become an issue and has been used to divide people. That's my experience.
Definitely. I agree. Yeah. And I think there is a heck of a lot more racism now amongst blacks than there ever was before in this nation. That's what I'm out there with all the rioting and the police murders and, you know, et cetera.
Well, I mean, I think the black population has been used by the left. I mean, they've built up this grievance industry and kind of inspired these people to kind of lash out. But I don't know. The answer to our problems is not more racism. Thanks for the call, Tom. All right, so folks, we're running out of time on this segment, but let me get a little to this manifesto we've got right here. In the manifesto, and this is from the Gawker.com, in one part of the document, Williams calls it a suicide note for friends and family, 23-page rambling note that he sent out. He says he has suffered racial discrimination, sexual harassment, and bullying at work. He says he's been attacked by black men and white females. He talks about how he was attacked for being a gay black man. And quote, yes, it will sound like I am angry, and I am, and I have every right to be. But when I leave this earth, the only emotion I want to feel is peace. Do you think when he blew his brains out, he was feeling peace? The church shooting was the tipping point, but my anger has been building steadily. I've been a human powder keg for a while, just waiting to go boom. Williams, a former multimedia reporter, was apparently well-versed in pitching networks. After suing a Tallahassee station for discrimination in 2000 and losing his job at WDBJ in 2013, he reportedly, to no avail, sent an application to CNN and other news organizations. So, I mean, anybody who does, you know, has somebody like this on the payroll or somebody like this who's trying to get hired and they see that he's already sued. You don't want to hire a lawsuit there, you know. So, looking for anything else on this that you might find notable, and got a few texts here on this. All right, so one of the texts: why don't you discuss their percentage of gay serial murders, which is supposedly 43%. I think I'll skip that one. We'll come back and read some of your texts here. I would just kind of throw this out there, though. Do you think we're less or more racist than we used to be? And let's say before and after Obama, because Obama is this huge breakthrough. Supposedly we're going to be post-racial, and it seems like we're not as far along as we were before we elected him. And I think a lot of people on the left, this is my impression. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. 523-1450. I think when he was elected, a lot of people who voted for him were showing, they were proving to themselves and other people that they were not racists. And, I think race is a big deal in America because of the history of slavery. And I just think that I think it's more, I would say it's more subtle, but I think it's more, in my opinion, I think we should try to get to the point in society, maybe this is naive, but where we, racial, where we don't talk about people's race, but we do talk about people's character. You know, that's this Martin Luther King idea. Anyway, 6:31, Kelly O'Connell, got a little news, local news for you, and we'll come back. I'm kind of fascinated that Trump's numbers are going up. I want to tell you something about Jorge Ramos, this guy that Trump battled with. I know a little bit more about him now. 6:31, you're listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. And 805-6180 to text. We'll be right back. Going to get into this a little bit of this story with Jorge Ramos, who is I probably should have researched this, but whether he's like the number one anchor in the world. Univision is this giant channel, and obviously to Spanish speakers, and this guy Jorge Ramos was in this news conference, and he stood up and started asking questions. And I did some research on it. Just the way he did this, I mean, I heard him explain what happened in front of another anchor to another talking head, and basically he was lying. I mean, I hate to say, but he was lying. Here's a clip though. This is from CNN. If you know anything about this press conference, you will realize that this guy's lying, because as the reporter asked him, you did jump the queue. In other words, you jumped to the front of the line and you didn't wait your turn. And the guy said, no, the reason that he threw me out is because he didn't like my question. Well, outside of whether Donald liked his question or not, this guy was rude. He didn't wait his turn. And really, he came to Iowa. He admitted that he came to Iowa. But if you hear the end of it, you know, the job of a reporter, you know, this is personal. I do take it personally. And I'll play you that clip in just a second. But the purpose of a reporter is to get involved. And it was personal to him. He's demanding justice for the 11 million people. Think about this. Think about going to another country and saying, I demand that you take all of the people from my country that have gone into your country, 11 million people. I demand that you give them citizenship and treat them right. And how dare you, talk about taking away their birthright citizenship. This guy is totally out of line. He's totally on the left. He's a total leftist. You got to recognize that. All of these people drink out of a very small well, I'll tell you that. We got another call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Tony.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. You know, this Ramos guy is a perfect example of the arrogance of the activists pushing for amnesty.
Yep.
I mean, if he's so concerned about bringing down the powerful, as he said, and challenging them, why doesn't he do it in Mexico?
That's what I was thinking when he said this. How many times did he stand up to the cartel and say the murdering's got to stop?
Exactly. Not at all. It's the same thing with the whole Black Lives Matters crowd. It's, you know, a 9-year-old gets killed. You don't hear anything about it because a black person did it. But a thug gets killed, and now it's such a big issue. Black lives are so important.
Well, I just think this guy is thanks for the call. Take a break here, but I think that's exactly right. Tony hit it right on the head. These people are not speaking truth to power. They're standing up for leftism. They're standing up for this progressive movement. There is no such thing as an illegal person. Think about what an outrageous idea that is. That means that we should be able to go into Mexico and immediately vote. You know, and let me tell you something. They do not allow foreigners to get involved in their elections in any way, shape, or form. Got another call here. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show is this.
It's Karen. I'll make it real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what, Kelly? He's not a journalist. He's a commentator, because journalists way back when used to be neutral.
Yeah.
And he's not neutral in any way. And secondly, O'Reilly said last night, because he has a good relationship with Ramos, he said that when Kate Stanley was murdered by the illegal immigrant, he refused to come on and talk about that. So he's full of BS. He only wants to talk about what he wants to talk about that advocates for the Mexican and the Hispanic, and it's made him super rich. So he's just he's
corrupt. He's as corrupt as any of the so-called big powers. He is the power. Thanks for the call. Dude, how can you that's like Obama saying, I'm speaking truth to power. Really? You are the power. And I just read where Obama's planning on becoming a community organizer when he leaves. Can you imagine that? I mean, he's been a community organizer the whole time he's been in office. Here we go. Take a little break here and come back and pick this up again with Jorge, the news whore, Ramos.
Here's your Las Cruces and Southern New Mexico forecast on AM 1450 KOBE.
In today's weather forecast, partly sunny skies. High should hit 97 today. Some light winds out of the east this afternoon. 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Low will dip down to about 69. Winds will remain out of the south. Again, a 20% chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms. The weather forecast is brought to you by Outer Limits Car Wash, featuring unlimited monthly car washes and free vacuums. 2821 North Tell Shore.
Where were you in 65? If it was Mayfield High School, believe it or not, your 50th reunion is coming up on Labor Day weekend. Tailgate on Friday night with friends and classmates at the Field of Dreams as the Trojans take on El Paso's Franklin High. And that's just the beginning. Tour the school on Saturday afternoon, and then it's dinner and dancing on Saturday night. For tickets, or if you'd like to help in the planning, call Carolyn Horner at 575-267-1222 or text 636-7227.
Hello, this is Gary Carruthers, president of New Mexico State University. Join us for the 2015 Domenici Public Policy Conference, September 16th and 17th at the Las Cruces Convention Center. NMSU is proud to host top experts on energy independence, aging infrastructure, regional economic development, and Middle East policy. The cost to attend is $50 and students are free. View the full agenda and register now at domenici.nmsu.edu.
Every day, millions of people suffer from good health.
Oh, I hate feeling so good all the time. What's right with me?
If you're in optimal health, chances are you're taking all-natural Texas superfood.
It's so annoying getting a good night's sleep. I am so awake every day.
Each bottle is packed with over 55 fruits and vegetables picked at their peak. Then we add nothing.
Just once, I'd like to experience intestinal discomfort just like everybody else.
So your body gets all the benefits of fresh, ripe, nutrient-rich produce. And that's all.
It is 6:46, and I wanted to get into this thing because it is so emblematic of the problems that we're having in America that we've had for the last 50 or more years, in which we've been repeatedly told by news people that they're independent and that they don't have to, you don't need to worry about them being biased, and then we find out that they're super biased, and they're so biased. This guy gets up, having watched this a few times and then listened to his explanation that it's personal to him, blah, blah, blah. He did this all to get himself and his station into the news cycle. And I thought it was hilarious where Univision, this is what people like about Donald Trump. He speaks from the heart. And I've got this other great clip on him, and I got to get to this stuff right now. Let me play a couple of clips, but anyway, I wanted you to hear that this guy's a far leftist. What does that mean? I could call him a Marxist, but what does that mean, or a socialist, or whatever? To the extent that it matters, this guy has a far left belief system. It's his religion, and that's why he's willing to throw his credibility on the line to do this type of stuff. He's on a crusade. Jorge Ramos is a crusader as much as any person who went to Jerusalem during the Middle Ages. Now check this out. Here's from the press conference. This is actually what happened. And listen, you can hear Donald Trump is standing next to this kind of tubby guy, and then that guy steps aside, and Donald Trump says, "Who's next?" And he points to a lady right in front of him. And at that point, Jorge Ramos, who's off to the right, jumps up and starts doing his rant. He's getting removed now. He's saying he's a reporter and he has rights. He's not the only reporter in the room. He's got a guy that's about 100 pounds heavier than him moving him. All right, so anyway, I'm going to come back and play for you the reaction of Morning Joe, which was exactly my reaction as well, is this guy didn't have a question. He didn't have a question. All he had was a series of statements, and this is what people on the left do, and I want you to watch out for this in the future. You're interacting with someone. They think they're entering into a dialogue. What you're doing is you're going to take the time that you have to interact with this person. You're going to dominate it. You're going to grandstand. You're going to propagandize. And you're going to use that time to make your point, because that's why you're here on Earth. You're not here to find the truth. You're here to disseminate the truth to other people. And that's exactly what he was doing on the air. 6:50, Kelly O'Connell Show, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 to text, and we'll be right back. All right, so I got this clip here at 6:53, by the way, and I've got a ton of texts here I got to get through. But here, listen to this. Exactly what I said to you yesterday. This guy was not asking a question. He was there to have a media event and get his issues out there. Jorge, I'm sorry. You're a whore. You're whoring your station for your personal beliefs. And instead of trying to find the truth and the facts for people and present them to your audience, you've got an agenda and you're working it every day, and it's really sad. Check this out. All right, that was my point yesterday. As you recall, my initial reaction was pretty much the same thing. It's like, you're here, and here's the sad thing. We so desperately need media that gives us the facts, because we don't have time and we don't have the means to go fact hunting on our own. So we need the media to give us the facts and then step back so we can make our own decision on stuff. And they don't do that. And as time has gone by, it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. And why do you think these cable companies have arisen? Why do you think Fox News, for whatever flaws it has arisen? It's because the media was not feeding this group of people in giving them news from an angle that they could feel comfortable. Now, if you're on the left, if you're a Frankie, maybe a Kathy, you're going to say, well, yeah, it's Fox News is propaganda. I think you're missing the point here. From a business model, Fox News made perfect sense, because nobody was servicing. I mean, at some point, the media has a business end to it. We got a phone call here, but you see what I'm saying. You've got to, number one, on the one hand, it's a business opportunity to give people a chance to have their own ideas, you know. So anyway, here, let's take a call. We're running out of time. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, this is Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Jim, we're almost out of time. Can you make a brief?
Real quickly, and we'll take a second. Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder a little bit about Megyn Kelly a little bit, what she's trying to accomplish for herself.
I agree 100%.
The way she came after him in the meeting, and now she gives us Jorge Ramos more time on her show. That she should never have done that.
Shame on you, Megyn. Thanks for the call, Jim. All right, so I was thinking about the same thing that Jim brought up last night. It's like being in this fun house with these mirrors, and every way you look, things are distorted. When Donald Trump is growing in the polls, why is it? I mean, put yourself aside of whether you like the guy, whether he's a narcissist, this type of thing, and ask yourself, why is he rising in the polls? Because all of the media people, they're totally shocked. He's rising, in my opinion, because people realize It's like this frog in the kettle. The temperature keeps going up, and it's getting cooked to death. We're the frogs, you and I, that are getting cooked to death. And one of the seasonings in the pot is political correctness, and we're fighting against it for our very lives. And he's fighting against political correctness. We'll turn it around. Megyn Kelly doesn't like some parts of political correctness, but she is totally infatuated with feminism and all these other things. That's what's going on. Anyway, got to take a break here, but I present to you that Megyn Kelly is part of the problem. And I hate to say that, because when she first got her prime time, I'm like, man, this chick is tough. She's smart. She has hard questions. She doesn't let anybody squirm away. But she's servicing her own agenda, unfortunately, which is feminism. We'll be right back, folks. The air that I breathe, take you out with that. Kelly O'Connell and 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 to text. I'm going to read those texts when we come back.
No cigarettes, no sleep, no light, no sound, nothing to eat, no bus.
You're listening to AM Las Cruces with Kelly O'Connor.
All crazy about is that man.
On KOBE, there's no better place to be.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A Roanoke, Virginia TV station held a moment of silence during its morning news program, exactly 24 hours after a reporter and her cameraman were gunned down by a former coworker during a live remote broadcast. The people Allison Parker and Adam Ward worked with at the station struggled to contain the grief they felt.
Guys, I just miss them so much.
I do too, sweetheart. We're in this together.
WDBJ reporter Chris Hurst told the CBS Morning News Parker was the love of his life.
We were betrothed to each other. We were going to get married. We moved in together in August because we wanted to save money to buy a house and to buy a ring. We were living the dream, and that dream was shattered.
Station manager Jeff Marks fired gunman Vester Flanagan after a few months on the job. He says Flanagan, who took his own life after killing Parker and Ward, had a long list of unfounded complaints.
The things he cited at the time and later were just nonsense. I want to make that clear.
A revised government estimate of business activity in the second quarter of the year grew at a much faster rate than the previously reported 3.7% annual rate. To economist Nariman Berevish, the backstory is just as important as the raw numbers.
The consumer is doing very well and spending rather robustly, and that is particularly good news for the economy.
Yesterday's powerful Wall Street rally could spill over into trading today. S&P futures are up 24.5 points ahead of the opening bell. The troubled Chinese stock market gained more than 5% overnight. The latest Quinnipiac presidential poll gives Donald Trump his biggest lead so far, but he would still lose to Hillary Clinton. Her lead in the Democratic race is slipping.
We asked voters the first word that comes to mind when we say the name of certain candidates. For Clinton, it was liar. For Trump, it was arrogant. And for Jeb Bush, it was Bush.
Quinnipiac's Tim Malloy. In Sunset, Louisiana, a call about a domestic dispute stabbing brought a policeman to the home where a gunman opened fire, killing Officer Henry Nelson. Sheriff Bobby Gidrow says a SWAT team arrested a suspect at a store a few miles away.
We have to go in with tear gas. We have to go in with hammers and firemen's axes to try to get to the door and breach the door. He was not coming out. He was ready to fight.
Closing arguments are scheduled at the rape trial of a former student at a prestigious Concord, New Hampshire prep school. Owen Larrabee's accused of assaulting a 15-year-old girl days before graduation from St. Paul's School last year. Larrabee took the stand in his own defense to deny the charges. Fast-moving tropical storm Erica is closing in on islands in the eastern Caribbean. It could give Puerto Rico a good soaking later today.
We're expecting 3 to 5 inches of rain with maximum amounts of as much as 8 inches across portions of the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands of Puerto Rico, and portions of the Dominican Republic. And actually, the rain will be beneficial because the Caribbean's been in quite a bit of a drought.
Forecaster Michael Brennan, this is CBS News.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A leading consumer publication is raving about some really hot wheels. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has the story.
Consumer Reports called the P85D version of the Tesla Model S a glimpse at the future. Chief Tester Jake Fisher says it's green and it's fast.
This car went 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. That is a number that we have never seen before in anything that we have tested here at Consumer Reports.
But along with the 691 horsepower and loads of technology comes a $128,000 sticker price. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A fire in the building that houses offices of Chicago's Second City Theater Company injured four firefighters and a civilian. The theater, which launched the careers of Bill Murray, John Belushi, and scores of other top actors and comedians, wasn't damaged. The fire apparently started in a restaurant next door. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
This is John Greenhut. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
I'm in almost every school bus in class. You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm 1 out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate will provide 8 meals to kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Starting the day the right way with Kelly O'Connell and AM Las Cruces on KOBE.
Well, good morning, 7:06 on the 27th of August, and been talking about this situation with Trump at this Iowa news conference and Jorge Ramos, who's this face of Univision, this giant network. And it became obvious from the very beginning when Mr. Ramos was speaking that he was advocating for his position. He was not there to ask questions. He was there to make statements. He got removed from the conference when he refused to wait his turn. And I just think that what we're seeing here is big. I until I saw Donald Trump at work, I didn't realize to what extent, and it was happening without even me realizing it, to the extent that these places like Fox News or whatever are in working in collaboration with the GOP, and in the same way it happens, I think, with the other stations with the Democrats to massage data, but really. They were planning on removing Trump from this race a long time ago, shaming him out and trying to state that he's gone too far. Now this time he's gone too far. Now he's done. All of these predictions of his demise have been totally not only just miscalculations, but, you know, you can't help but feel from these people that are defending the GOP that it is, the game is rigged, and unless you play along these lines, and unfortunately, most of these GOP, all of these GOP candidates, except for Trump, have bought into this idea that they have to be politically correct to make it, and it's a compromise. It's a compromise that America doesn't need right now. But anyway, here is, in my opinion, John Heilman Trump is the one Republican of our lifetime who is bigger than Fox News. All right, so I would disagree. This, all of these people are basically picking up the script at some point and saying, according you know, basically Trump has got to follow our line, our way of doing things, or he won't make it. He'll collapse. That guy that just right there said, you can insult Megyn Kelly for a certain period of time, and then if you do it for too long, it's going to blow up in your face. How does this guy know that? Maybe this is what I think. I think there's this is kind of a period of enlightenment through watching this guy Trump work, in which we realize to what extent the game is rigged on with these, you know, these commentators and the GOP and everything. And I think they want people that are going to be in this system and toe the line. And if they're not going to do that, they're going to get them kicked out. And all of these, a lot of these people that they have, that have come up and written these basically obituaries of Donald Trump, not only have they all been wrong, but a lot of them have turned around. Now, there's a clip from Frank Luntz. I thought this was interesting. Frank Luntz is the numbers guy for the GOP. He does the polling and everything. He's one of the big pollsters. He also looks like a kid. You know, he also, for some reason, he just seems like, I don't know, he looks like a toddler. But anyway, he said that, you know, after the debate that Trump lost and the numbers were horrible for him. And then Trump comes out and it says, funny that Frank Luntz is saying that stuff, because it wasn't too long ago that he came for me and wanted to be my pollster and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, every single one of these people that attacks Trump, Trump's got some dirt on him. And when he brings it out, you see him in a new light. So anyway, here's a little clip from Luntz, who's singing a new tune on Trump now. All right. So anyway, no, I mean, obviously anybody who's running for office, I mean, Trump could fail, right? I mean, we're looking at him right now and saying that nothing can stop him, but he can fail. But the thing that this points out to me is just watching this play out is that he's not failing because the media fundamentally misunderstands its place in the universe. People want to be given the facts so that they can figure out what the news means. And you might say, well, there's a lot of lazy people out there. I don't think people are fundamentally, I think it's the way our school system, our idea of education has changed so much that we've trained people to become passive receptacles for information instead of independent thinkers. And so deep down, everybody wants to be able to think on their own and be free, right? I mean, so the people who are listening and getting basically propagandized at some level know they're being propagandized. They know they're being given opinions as opposed to facts, and they're fighting against it, and they're trying to get oxygen, and they're trying to get, you know. So in a way, this is kind of a battle over what the news, what news means. And how it's delivered in America. And you see the corruption in this. And there's a lot of big names in corporate America who don't want Trump to come in, simply even though he's a giant brand himself, because they don't want someone who goes off the track. So anyway, we'll come back. I got a little bit more on this that I think you'll find interesting that Trump has to say about what he has to say about teleprompters really made me laugh. Kelly O'Connell, you're listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE, 523-1450. Yes, I'm going to read your texts. I will. We'll be right back. All right, so trying to digest this whole thing, 523-1450, on what happened with Jorge Ramos yesterday. You know what? I don't claim to be an expert about to Mexican culture or anything, or the country of Mexico. When I moved here, one of my desires was, I'm interested in foreign culture. One of my plans, and this is before I had heard how bad it was down here, one of my plans was to spend a lot of time in Mexico, kind of educating myself, but I've never gone into Mexico since I've been here because of all of the murders and everything, and people will still tell you don't go down there. But you know what? From the little bit that I know that it was a one-party system over there that was horribly corrupt. And now there's, in the last, say, 10 or 20 years, there's been a little bit of a break in that. But when I watched Jorge Ramos give his speech, which was supposed to be a question, it made me realize that there's probably a lot of leftism, just like there is here in the media. But I wonder if there's any conservatism in that culture in terms of the media. Now, I've got, if you know anything about that, you can call up. Here's a little bit more on this kerfuffle between Trump. I think one of the reasons that people like Trump is he refuses to be pushed around. And if you put, there's so many of these media, there's so many of these politicians that can get manipulated into, they're not going to stand up to certain things or adapting to these politically correct standards because they don't see that there's a way out. And I think I'll guarantee that's one reason that these other candidates envy and hate Trump, is they see him as doing something that they probably think unto themselves, if they had thought of first, they could have gotten away with. Now, check this out. Trump saying Jorge Ramos was totally out of line. And he did say that he was totally out of line and that he was yelling and everything. Jorge Ramos did this for he did it to build up his brand. Like somebody, Karen was saying, this guy's filthy rich. I'm sure he is. What I find objectionable is these people get into these extraordinarily powerful positions and then act like they're little beat reporters who are speaking truth to power. That's the phrase they always use. I'm speaking truth to power, really. I'm asking the hard questions. Okay. You're doing it as the lead face on Univision? I mean, and that I have heard the president say this type of thing again and again, as these people make themselves in their mind martyrs, setting aside the fact that they're some of the most powerful people on the planet. We do have another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, it's Ralph.
Ralph, what's up?
You've been extremely hard on Ramos. Listen to his accent. Listen to the choice of words.
Go ahead.
Look at his feet. He's probably still wearing huaraches. He's one of these stupid, illiterate Mexicans that runs a Mexican race down. He was most likely planted in there to make a horse's rear end out of himself, which he did. And he's stupid to know it.
Well, are you surprised? Ralph, are you surprised to hear that his daughter is working for the Hillary Clinton campaign?
No, that's typical. That is typical. Absolutely not.
Nope. So let me ask you this. How uniformly leftist or progressive, whatever, is the media in Mexico?
One way. It's one way. Running the United States down, listen to, you can't tell me unless you're bilingual, to the TV stations in Mexico coming through here. I get about 11 of them all year. And they're typical Ramos. That's what they are, pretty near every single one of them.
And so would the typical, say, Mexican, do you think, be offended by the fact that Ramos was giving commentary instead of reporting?
Who do you mean offended? The Mexicans or
would they be listening, thinking, "I wish this guy would do some reporting instead of sharing his opinion"?
Probably so. Yeah, I believe. You'd have to listen to these TV stations from Mexico. they are worse than Ramos is. This Ramos is the type of individual that you give a ride halfway down the street he wants to drive. And typically...
That's good.
That's the way they are, especially when they come over here. They seem to have all these rights that they demand. What were my rights when they were going to throw me on the railroad tracks for the train to finish me off after they took me out of the Corralón?
Yeah, but what, I mean, seriously, I just find it so bizarre that this guy is coming here to tell us. I mean, we've already taken these people in, the 11 million or how, it's got to be more than 11 million in my opinion, but whatever number. Who is he to come up and tell us that we wouldn't have the right to expel illegal people that have entered illegally? I mean, by definition, we have that right. He says we don't have the right. It would be a humanitarian disaster, and he demands birthright citizenship. That seems so crazy for him, like you say, to act like he's got the right to drive the American car and make the decisions over here.
You're right. Absolutely correct.
Thanks for the call. Great points. All right, folks, now here's a little clip that I thought was hilarious about teleprompters from the Donald. One reason that people love him is he comes up with stuff like this. All right, so there is, I think that's one of the things that people love about this guy. Now there's a lot of people that hate his guts too, but I don't know if I ever mentioned it. I taught rhetoric or speech and debate when I was living in Miami, working as a writer. I got to know, you know, there's this cafeteria. I got to know some people there, and I got to know the head of the English department. And he asked me if I would teach a class. They're looking for somebody to teach, you know. So it was a subject that I had always had a long interest in. And when I was growing up, my dad was involved in Toastmasters, and he used to give us pointers about speaking and stuff. So anyway, I did some research and I taught this class, and it was just really enjoyable. It was very, I learned a lot myself. And just as an aside here, the high point was a guy gave a speech. This kid didn't speak hardly any English. And he acted like a real tough guy. He was trying to become a rapper, but he had come from Cuba. And he gave a speech about how when he was a kid, the authorities came to him when he was like 12 and asked them, they asked him to turn in one of his friends who was about the same age, and he refused to. So they locked him up for 3 years. And I was so amazed when I heard the story. So anyway, one of the things that you want to do if you ever get a chance to give a speech is don't give a canned speech. Don't write it out and get up and read it. What you want to do is learn your material well enough, make some note cards in case you forget stuff, but put an outline of your speech on note cards to fall back on. But give your speech from the top of your head. Even if you forget stuff, it will come across as being more authentic. And what people are looking for is authenticity. And Donald Trump has got that in spades. People are dying for authenticity. And I think that's one of the strengths of this guy. So anyway, Kelly O'Connell, you're listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in, 805-6180 to text. I will come back and read texts, and then we'll move on in a different direction. Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, this is Jesse. Hey,
yeah, I'm listening.
If you concentrate on the second half when Ramos and Trump were actually having a discussion,
you want me to play the clip from that?
Yeah, the second half, because it comes out that Ramos is grandstanding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, I'll get the clip. Did you want to say anything on the air?
No, other than, you know, when you piece together, he's grandstanding, and his daughter works for Hillary Clinton, and of course, there's a $500 million.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, let me put you on hold. I got to go grab my phone out of my car, but I will bring up the clip. You can say that, and then I'll play the clip, okay?
Well, I got to get offline right now.
Okay.
Later.
All right. Thanks. I'll mention it. Thank you. It's 7:35. I just got a call from somebody who mentioned that when Ramos came back into this press conference and was able to talk, that you could tell that he was grandstanding and that this person who called in said that he was trying to help out the Hillary campaign. And I thought about that, and it's like, it's probably true. So anyway, if you talk to Ramos and ask him if he thought it was appropriate that his daughter was working at Clinton, I mean, he should at least say something about that, shouldn't he? Here's my problem with leftism. Is leftism presents itself as being beyond criticism because it's true. And there was something that happened that I wanted to mention to you. I had all these things that I wanted to bring up today, but this shooting kind of threw me off. There was this thing that happened with, and I'll just go ahead and look for a clip of it right now, that occurred with Sanders, in which Sanders looked like such a clown, and it reminded me of a lot of my experiences in school, where the certain mentality of these people who came and took over this conversation, this talk with Sanders was giving in Seattle, and they got up and the Black Lives Matter. They took this conference over, this news conference, this speech or whatever, and Sanders and his people just stood there. Now, that might have seemed crazy to anybody who's watching it, but it really kind of reminded me of the attitude of some of these people, that there is this very strong element of what I would say, what people refer to as fascism. It's not really technically fascism, but it's this idea that you're going to dominate someone else and shut them down. And so we've seen this before many, many times, where at a speech or something, protesters get up and shut the speech down. And the idea behind it is what they're doing is they're standing up for truth. The people who are giving the speech are so evil, they're so bad, they're so misguided, they're so misbegotten, that they have to be shut down to preserve the balance of the universe or whatever. And that's basically what happened at this Bernie Sanders event. But the hilarious thing is that the Sanders people just let him take it over. I mean, and I do have this clip somewhere. I'm not seeing a short clip where this occurred, but there was this one part of this thing that was surreal when Sanders is, you know, I mean, Sanders is a self-described socialist. So he's out of this movement. He knows it from backwards and forwards. He's a smart guy. He's a New York lawyer. He moved to Vermont or whatever. He's still got the Brooklyn accent or wherever he was from. And so these people take this thing over, and Sanders' assistant says, "Please be reasonable." And this woman, this African-American woman, screams at him, "We are being reasonable." And I thought, this is like something out of a comedy. And so they let them shut this thing down. And I don't know. It was just, there is something about this idea that we have the truth and we're going to shut everybody else down. I'm going to take over your event. I'm going to stop you from talking because I've got the truth. And I just think this is so scary. And this idea is found so frequently in the left. I'm going to go to break here. We'll give you a little bit of weather and come back. I'll play you a clip of that. But anyway, Kelly O'Connell, you're listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE 523 1450. Yes, I'm going to read the texts. I'm opening them up right now. Hey, it's Kelly.
Hey, I just want to make a little comment about the Bernie Sanders thing you were talking about.
I can barely hear you.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the Bernie Sanders thing you were talking about.
Okay, you want to say it on the air?
It doesn't matter. I can fit in there.
Is this Ralph?
Rod?
Rod. Oh, okay, we'll be on in just a second so you can say it on the air.
Okay.
It's Kelly, and we've got a call from Rod. And Rod, you had a comment about this Bernie Sanders thing?
Yeah, about Bernie Sanders, you know, how he let people take over his thing and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help but looking at what's happening to this country, and we're letting Donald Trump take over the thing. He just comes in and he says, everybody's doing everything wrong. I know what to do. I know what to do right. And if you can somehow, I'm going to sue you, and I'm going to take over this.
You're breaking up, Rod. You're breaking up.
Everybody.
Hold on a second. You're saying that
everybody's just sitting around letting Donald Trump do whatever he wants.
Rod, let me ask you something. Donald Trump is not the answer. He's the problem in America. In other words, if we got rid of Donald Trump, everything would be okay.
Yeah, probably.
So we're headed in the right direction in this country.
No, we're not.
Then it wouldn't
but
be okay. So what's
right
wrong? Rod, hold on. What's wrong with letting one guy come in and challenge the system a little bit?
He does everything wrong. How many times has he filed for bankruptcy?
Well, I don't know about that, but let me ask you this. So
he's going to bankrupt a country that's already bankrupt?
It's already bankrupted. It's bankrupted when he got here. Let me ask you this. The answer then is Hillary Clinton. The answer then is Jeb Bush, right?
No, not really.
Who's your answer?
I'm looking.
Give me your answer.
Well, I'm looking. I don't see anybody out there.
So what's wrong with
Donald Trump? When I see Donald Trump, I don't see him as the answer.
But, I mean, you're saying the system is broken. He's exposing the brokenness of it, at least, even if he doesn't make it into the presidency. But your problem with America is Donald Trump. You got to give me more than that, man.
Well, I just gave it to you.
I understand that you don't like the guy, but what can we do to fix the country?
I'm not sure about that. I'm still looking for someone to say something that makes... I really didn't like Ted Cruz, but the other day I was listening to him, and he sounds like he could do something for the country.
We got to start heading in a different direction. I mean...
We do. I agree.
All right. Name three things in the country you would change to make it better.
Oh, wow.
Name one thing.
Well... Just equal up the pay scale for everybody. Fix the taxes. We got to do something about the taxes.
How about throw out
everything equal?
Rod, how about throw out the IRS code and just do it based on purchases? Therefore, everybody pays something.
I think we do need to redo the IRS. That's the big problem with the country, yes.
All right, Rod. Hey, listen. Great call.
Okay.
Great call.
Okay.
I gotta go because of time, but please call back, okay?
All right, me too. All right, bye-bye.
I enjoyed the call. All right, folks. Easy. It's easy to criticize, but it's hard to fix stuff. Here is this Bernie Sanders thing. I have something that I wanted to present to you that's totally off the beaten track about drinking water, about the food pyramid, and about information cascades. I hope I can get to it. Here's Bernie Sanders. This is so ridiculous. It made me laugh. They're taking over the podium. If you do not listen to our person that we've brought up to the podium, your event will be shut down right now. And Bernie Sanders is standing there like a chicken that just got its head whacked off. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. A woman screaming, "We are reasonable," at the top of her lungs, right in Bernie Sanders' ear. All right. So anyway, they go on and they go on to the point where the handler for Bernie Sanders just comes up and says, "You've ruined this for everything. We're shutting it down." Would Donald Trump stand for that? Everybody knows the answer to that. All right, we'll take a break. I'm going to tell you about this wacky 8 glasses of water a day thing, and something that's much bigger to think about that I've been thinking about that's kind of shocking, but it's very illuminating. Kelly O'Connell, 748. This is AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. 523-1450 to call in. Yeah, I'm going to get to your text. I will. 805-6180 to text. All right, so anyway, here's your texts. That Univision reporter is a perfect reflection of how the majority of Mexican people coming across the border, they think that this is their land. I have dealt with so many people from there. The Donald is right on, The reporter didn't want to listen. He should have cut him off again. Sure, people can try to talk like Trump, but Trump is a proven leader, a proven doer. Trump is a leader. Trump is headstrong and people are too timid. Trump will get the job done. And that's what they're afraid of. Like most men, here's a different one. Here's a little different one here. Trump's numbers with Hispanics are really bad if he hires mercenaries to arrest or kill El Chapo. All right, I read that one. Bernie Sanders is Mr. Magoo. Like most men, Trump needs to be balanced out by a woman's appearance. Carly would make a great VP or member of his administration. Carly's not even going to be on the podium next time for some reason, even though she's number three. That's crazy. Obama is a race baiter and bigot. Never addresses people dying at hands of illegals, especially if white. Decline of education in USA can be related to 1986 amnesty. Ramos is the Mexican Al Sharpton. Very good. Trump has the lawsuit against Univision, so Jorge and Univision are not unbiased. Check out Mark Levin's comments on Jorge Ramos last night on Hannity. Levin nails it. Remember when Bernie Digman calls your show and tries to shut down? All right. Here. Kelly, thanks for using a teleprompter. Your show is authentic, interesting, and not PC. No, Kelly, thanks for not using a teleprompter. I was going to say my secret's out now. Your show is authentic, interesting, and not PC boring. Thank you very much. To realize that post-World War I, Hitler died, but his ideas did not. Nazis live in today's proponents of abortion on demand. Their goal is purification of the race. Doubt it's true? I don't. Love this Trump guy out of admiration for speaking the plain truth. $2 billion on a new prison is not progressive in Seattle. It is their land, whatever that means. All right. So, and there's one from Kathy. Here we go. Here's Kathy. Jorge did a great job. Donald is all talk. He won't be able to do any of the things he is talking about. He just tells Republicans what they want to hear. You guys are like deer in the headlights when it comes to Trump, Kathy. Dozens. Sorry, my cat sent that. You should let your cat call in sometime, Kathy. Jorge didn't do anything that any good reporter anywhere in the world wouldn't do. He asked the hard questions, like just how Trump was actually going to implement his big ideas. If you guys don't dump Trump, if you are rolling out the red carpet for the Dems, Kathy. Jorge didn't ask questions. He made statements. Everybody agrees to that. All right, here we go. In your last 5 minutes, no, you don't have to drink 8 glasses of water a day. This is from the New York Times. If there's one health myth that will not die, it is this. You should drink 8 glasses of water a day. It's just not true. There's no science behind it. Where does this come from? It came from a thing that was published in the 1945 Food and Nutrition Board recommendation that said you needed 2.5 liters of water a day, but most people ignored the sentence that happened after it. Most of this quantity is contained in prepared food. Is something else that is very bizarre, diet and fat, a severe case of mistaken consensus. C. Everett Koop, the former Surgeon General, proclaimed ice cream to be a public health menace in 1988, right up there with smoking. He was citing the 1964 report on the perils of smoking, and he said it was of a comparable magnitude. Unfortunately, this was a ludicrous statement, and this is also from the New York Times, by the way, as Gary Tobbs demonstrated in his new book, meticulously debunking diet myths, good calories, bad calories, The notion that fatty foods shorten your life began as a hypothesis based on dubious assumptions and data. When scientists tried to confirm it, they failed repeatedly. The evidence against Haagen-Dazs is nothing like the evidence against Marlboro's. So how did it happen? All right, here's where it gets interesting. And this is what you should think about with global warming and all these other things that are, you are presented with daily that are beyond argument. Most people believe in this food pyramid. It has no science behind it, according to their latest research. What you've got is the effect of information cascades. And I'm looking for where this all right. One person passes on information to another person. It happens among friends. It also happens at work. It happens amongst doctors, too. And this is when one person gives on information to another, such begins an informational cascade, is one person assumes that the rest can't be wrong. All right, so here's the thing. The average person does not have time to research all of the claims that they're given every day, all the statements, all the facts. How would you, for example, study global warming on your own? I mean, we have a guy that comes on the radio station. He's on a vacation right now. He comes on and tells us about global warming from his perspective as a trained meteorologist. But how would the average person? I mean, the average person sees something out of the ordinary. There's a drought in California or Texas. Florida gets hit with 5 hurricanes in a row. That's happened when I was living there. It was unbelievable, by the way. It was just surreal. Each one of those was pointed at Miami at some point. And so we take the things that happen in our lives, which are what researchers or scientists can refer to as anecdotes. We have a personal experience of a tornado. It gets our attention. What causes tornadoes? Well, somebody says it's global warming, and we have proof. In addition to this, scientists are falsifying information around the world on global warming. I'm using global warming because it's the latest thing. It is the latest food pyramid. It's the latest eight glasses of water a day. Because the measurement of the temperature doesn't add up to prove it, they have to falsify it. So what they do, they go to these temperature centers that are in cities or they're wherever, and they say we have to increase it just a little bit because to make up for the fact that it's in this place or that place. Anyway, information is falsified. Maybe most of the scientists are not trying to be dishonest on purpose, but what ends up happening is a bunch of false information is put together, scientific information, then it proves the point. Anyway, I'm just throwing out there information cascades. We all have to be careful of being propagandized, of listening to the Jorge Ramoses, even the Donald Trumps. I agree with the call. Be careful of Donald Trump as well. But we got to be careful not to swallow the propaganda. My final concluding thought, think for yourself. Kelly O'Connell, 759. You've been listening to AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 for tomorrow. Have a great day. Ciao.